Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's vinyl time. Hey, Bill. Hey, Lindsay. You guys there?
Yes.
Good.
Good.
All right.
I like the way you did that, because you put the needle down at the beginning of the record, and then the track you played was the first song on the record.
It isn't?
Well, it is. It is. No, that's what I'm saying. It's like, you were playing actual vinyl there, like you said. You know, you were getting actual.
That's X out. That's X out on our end.
I got it.
What's that? X out?
Oh, it's X out. It's we know that was real, because it was track number one.
Yes,
yeah, it checks out. There you go.
Oh, okay. Oh, it checks out. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I played the first track because I don't have a method of queuing up another track. So, dropping the needle in the middle of the album side is like, you never really know if you're going to make it or not.
But Lord.
Yeah.
I do know.
Yeah, yes, indeed. Everybody knows that who still plays vinyl. I got to get some Bruce Springsteen vinyl. That's what I got to do.
I thought you had some. I remember listening to you back in the day, and it always seemed like you really knew your music. You know, you weren't just the top 40 guy. You knew a lot of other stuff that was going on in the album rock stations, too.
Yeah, but there was, at least at the big AM top 40 station, there was a Chicago Musicians Unions still had a contract, and when a record or vinyl came into the station, the only person that could put it on a turntable and drop a needle on it was a member of the Chicago Musicians Union.
I remember those days.
Yeah, so we never really played vinyl on the air. We played tape recorded copies of vinyl that had been delivered to the station. But
That in terms of your knowledge was much broader. It wasn't just the top 40 playlist, but you had an eye on other things that were going on musically.
Well, the station I was working at in Philadelphia before I came here was, even though it was an AM station, it was really sort of free form and didn't have union contracts with the Musicians Union in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
So we were playing vinyl all the time. And I guess that's one of the reasons why. At any rate. Plus, yeah. I was interested, you know? But anyway, that's another story. So you guys are great moments in vinyl.
Yes.
You've been on with us before. Always great to have you on.
And
you'll be playing. Well, if people don't know, let's start at the beginning. Let's set it up again. Explain who you are and what you do.
Great Moments in Vinyl came out of some classes I was taking at the Old Town School of Folk Music. And I just saw a lot of teachers there who were very good at playing songs by different artists. I think we talked about this before, too, that they actually had classes in Bruce Springsteen songs or Billy Joel or Nirvana or whatever, and you could learn to play those songs. And I was so impressed with the teachers, I thought, well, let's put together a band. You know, I'm a good musician, but I'm not one of these musicians that blows people away like some of the people I work with, like Bill Grady, who's on with us tonight.
Yeah.
I'm good enough to be part of a band, and what I can really bring to the band is to tell some stories about the music, to put together the show, to kind of coordinate and put all that together. So I started talking to these musicians I knew, and it just grew from there. It was about 8 years ago. We started doing shows where we would pick an album, learn all the songs from it. I'd find some stories about the songs and the musicians and how it all came to be. And like I said, 8 years later, we're still doing it and enjoying it. And I picked up some great musicians along the way, like Bill Grady, who's with us tonight.
Right. And you will be doing the Born to Run album from Bruce Springsteen.
Yes.
Friday, September 24th at 8 p.m. at the Beverly Arts Center.
Yes.
2407 West 11th Street in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets available at beverlyartscenter.org. And then Saturday, December 25th from 4 to 9:30, you take the stage around 6.
Mm-hmm.
Tunes and Brews on 66 Chicago Street Plaza in downtown Joliet. That sounds like a really good time.
Oh, yeah. I think they used to do that as a blues and brews show, and they wanted to expand it a little, so they brought in some rock bands, and we're going to be second on the bill on Saturday.
So, Bill, let me talk to you for a second.
Yes, sir.
I don't want to get too personal, but how old are you?
I'm 29 years old.
All right. That is exactly leads into my thought processes early today. You're 29 years old. How old is the Born to Run album? The Born to
46.
Run album? 46. Okay.
1975.
So, right. So if I was, when I was 29, I don't remember exactly what year that was, but it was certainly a long time ago. And I went back 40, 50 plus years to play an album or songs that were hits then. You know, I'd be doing things like Bing Crosby and Rudy Valley, and, you know, I would never want to do that. What is the attraction? I mean, I know there's an attraction, and I have my own reasons for thinking that, but you're 29. You weren't around at all when the Bruce Springsteen album came out originally. You're a musician. Now, you not only know the Bruce Springsteen album, you can play it. What is the attraction for people of your age to songs and albums like Born to Run?
That's a great question. And you know, it really comes down to what's the difference between Bing Crosby and Bruce Springsteen. And it's just the power of rock and roll, as cliche as that sounds. It's just, you know, it's undeniable. There's nothing like it. And one of the things that's really interesting about playing with Great Moments in vinyl is that I've done a lot of shows with them. I've been very lucky. So we've done a Jimi Hendrix show. We've done an Allman Brothers show. We did the Layla record all the way through. A Woodstock show. It's been tremendous. Wow. Every once in a while, Lindsay will ask me to do something that maybe performing-wise is in my wheelhouse, but maybe isn't something I've done before. Mm-hmm. So, like, Hendrix was my guy, still is. You know, the Allman Brothers, that, you know, as a guitar player, it's some of my favorite stuff. But as a vocalist, he asked, like, yeah, I think that you would pull off this Bruce Springsteen thing pretty well. Do you want to do it? And I was just like, absolutely. Let me give it a listen real quick just to make sure. Mm-hmm. And, like, I knew Born to Run. I knew 10th Avenue Freeze Out. I knew Thunder Road. It was just kind of double-checking some of the other tunes. And so with this gig, I actually, you know, I get to learn some stuff too, which is kind of half the fun. And then, you know, to get to perform it, you know, it has that energy for the first time of just going for it. So that's what attracts me to not only the music, but also playing with Lindsay in Great Moments in Vinyl.
We're going to talk some more about this unique facet of musicology, at least in my opinion, and some more about the songs that they're going to play from that are on the Born to Run album and some of the stories behind those songs when we come back on 720 WGN. 720 WGN, Moments, Great Moments. In Vinyl is where we are, talking to Lindsay Cochran and Bill Grady from the band, and they're going to be doing Born to Run, one of the great Bruce Springsteen albums, as far as I'm concerned, one of the best ever that he did. That's just my opinion. Friday, September 24th at 8 p.m. at the Beverly Arts Center, 2407 West 11th Street. Tickets available at beverlyartscenter.org. Saturday, September 25th, 4 to 9:30 p.m. is the show. They'll go on about 6. That's Tunes and Brews on 66 Chicago Street Plaza in downtown Joliet. Okay, you're going to do the entire album. Is that correct, Lindsay? Hello?
Open up the show, because we will want to make sure the sound guys get everything set and, you know, the band is finding its groove. And then we'll go into the Born to Run record and play it all the way through, including that song, Meeting Across the River, which is like just piano, trumpet, and voice.
Isn't that also the album that has Jungle Land?
Yes. We have a violinist to open that song.
How in the world? Wait a minute. How are you going to do Jungle Land live?
I find good musicians. You know, if you'd asked me how I could do that 10 years ago, I'd say, I don't know, but I've just met some really good players, and that's one of the secret ingredients, is I find people that are passionate about that particular album or that particular challenge, if you will. And they just want to master it. They just want to deliver the goods.
So, Bill, are you the vocalist then? Are you taking the Springsteen part?
So we are actually very lucky with this show that I think that we have four different vocalists that are all going to take a couple different tunes. I'm taking kind of the lion's share of everything, but we're divvying everything up a little bit.
Are you doing Jungle Land?
Yes. I am not doing Jungle Land. I'm not singing Jungle Land, only because our keyboard player, Alton, I met him for the first time last night at rehearsal, and he is truly tremendous, and he apparently is, unbeknownst to me, like the biggest Bruce Springsteen fan. And so we were about to go into it, and I was like, yeah, man, it seems like you really know this stuff really, really well and love it a lot. Like, do you want to sing Jungle Land? And he was like, absolutely. And I was like, go for it. It's all you. So that's the type of people Lindsay puts together.
Well, you know, I would think a lot of our listeners know the song Jungle Land, and it gets into these parts where there's like church organs and Springsteen's in a big echo chamber, and he's going, oh, you know, I mean, it's
nice.
Here, doing it live. Wow.
And don't forget that sax solo, that centerpiece sax solo.
Oh, I know. And they face off each other down in the street.
Yeah. What great storytelling, too.
Truly. Absolutely. What do you think? Why do you think Born to Run was not Bruce Springsteen's first album? And I, you know, one of his earlier albums had what I think is an equally great tune called Rosalita. Why do you think that Born to Run album is so important for Bruce Springsteen's career?
That's the one that saved his career. I mean, he album number one, let's say, sold 50,000 copies. Album number two, probably a little less. And I think Columbia had already spent a lot of money on the guy at that point. I want to say like $150,000, $200,000, which was close to $750,000 today, I think.
You bet.
Suffice it to say, I mean, he was at the make or break point in his career where they were saying this next album, not only do you have to make it, hit it big with this next album, we're not even going to give you the money for the album. We're going to give you the money to make Born to Run a single. And if that does well, then you get to make the album.
I did not know that.
Yeah, pressure was on. And that's why he was such a perfectionist. He worked in the he worked on Born to Run, the song, start to finish, 6 months when they first started playing around with it. And then I think there were like 11 different guitar tracks that got laid down. There were strings, there was a choir, glockenspiel, all sorts of things going on in the song. And he was reaching for that Phil Spector wall of sound kind of sound.
I was just about to bring that up. Absolutely.
Yep. But he didn't know how to get there. And that's where John Landau came in, the guy who became his
manager,
mentor, that sort of thing. Because John had those kind of ears and kind of knew what some of those people had done before to get there. So suffice it to say, Born to Run was the album that made Bruce Springsteen Bruce Springsteen. I mean, after that, he was pretty much golden once he got his legal issues worked out.
You know, there is a point where fame, sort of, as I say, I guess the term would be jumps the shark, where the rise sort of stops and it evens out, or perhaps it dips. And one of the urban legend curses was getting on the cover of Time or Newsweek magazine. And Springsteen was on the cover of both of those magazines at the same time and still maintained his popularity. It was truly incredible.
Well, I think Columbia Records really had a hype machine going, and I don't mean that in a negative way. I think they saw Springsteen as having a lot of promise, and so let's give him a push, you know, once he's proven himself, once we, because Born to Run, the song itself had been pre-released. I don't know if you were in Philadelphia on the air at that time.
Oh, no, I was here.
Yeah, so WMMR, a station in Philadelphia, was given that pre-release, and so were several other album rock stations.
Yeah.
And legend, as I understand it, or I should say true fact, Springsteen went to do a show in Philadelphia, let's say 6 or 7 months later, before the album had come out. He played Born to Run on stage, and the crowd sang along, an unreleased track.
Yes, Yeah. You know, there's a lot of that going on now with current music that doesn't get released anywhere except online.
Yeah.
You know, and people know the words, know every word. I saw Springsteen when he first came to Chicago at the Auditorium Theater. I think that was his first performance in Chicago, and it was unbelievable. I mean, he had Clarence on the saxophone. I remember him actually walking out into the audience on the arms of the chairs that make up a row. Am I describing that correctly? I mean, it was unreal. It was unbelievable. Once again, we're talking to Great Moments in Vinyl. The name of the group, they'll be playing Bruce Springsteen featuring Born to Run. Once again, I want to tell you when this is happening. Friday, September 24th at 8 p.m. at the Beverly Arts Center at 2407 West 111th Street, Chicago. Tickets available at beverlyartscenter.org. And Saturday, the 25th at the Chicago Street Plaza in downtown Joliet at Tunes and Brews on 66. Thanks so much, Bill. Thanks for being with us. I appreciate it. Lindsay, always great to have you on.
And thank you, sir.
I look forward to talking again. I love talking music. Love talking music with you. It's great.
I do, too. Thanks so much.